It is nearly the end of the academic year, which means my running hour service experience is about to come to an end. For the past few weeks, the service has been running over remote learning because of school closures and because of guidelines due to COVID-19. We haven't been able to actually interact with the group of running hour, so we've had to run everything online. Throughout this period, we've kind of just been focusing more on raising awareness and improving the website by making articles about the service and our response to COVID-19, as well as raising awareness of what we have noticed about doing sessions with people who are blind or autistic people, so that future people who sign up for running hour are able to be well informed and are able to make the most out of their experience, as they will already have somewhat a bit of guidance on how to go about in certain situations. A few weeks ago, me and my friend took on the challenge of the role of being communications rep, which means that we are in charge of everything and kind of just making sure that everything, all the tasks that we're supposed to do and everyone in the group is supposed to do are done, so we're able to make our website and able to have actually achieved everything we wanted to achieve during this period of remote learning. I've actually quite enjoyed doing being a communications rep, as I feel like it's given me an opportunity to take on some leadership roles, and it's actually made me learn a lot more about the service as I've been able to look at it from a different perspective. I feel like through managing everything and kind of being able to communicate with all members of my group and reading the articles that they have put out, I've been able to learn more about certain individuals that I haven't had the chance to interact with while we were doing the actual service, because I wasn't able to be partners with every single one of them. I feel like this is providing me a deeper insight about some of the challenges that I was not able to see, which could also help next year if I choose to rejoin the service, which I might do considering the workload that I have. This is kind of the first service in which I've actually been able to take initiative, and I'm quite happy with what I have been able to achieve out of it. I feel like I've been able to self-manage and not only work on managing myself, but managing a team, so we're able to meet deadlines. This is very useful in all of my other subjects, as I know there's some week project that we have to do as a part of the IB course, as well as just other projects that I'll have to do throughout my IB experience, which will really need some critical analysis and some leadership communication to ensure that everything goes smoothly. So I'm quite happy that I got the chance to do it right here over remote learning. Also, I've been able to collaborate a lot and communicate a lot during this service. I feel like I haven't really ever had the opportunity to work with disabled people in the way that I have been able to in running hour, and I feel like it's given me the opportunity to actually be able to broaden my horizons and work with people from all different backgrounds and all different kinds of behavior to really expand the ability and my understanding of the people around me. It has given me a chance to kind of be able to not specifically to have empathy, but kind of to put myself in the shoes of other people and try to understand where other people are coming from and kind of just put myself in the shoes of other people, so I'm able to understand their struggles, which in turn has helped me be able to collaborate more effectively with them and communicate more effectively to kind of figure out what they need and what way would help to ensure my ideas are getting across and people are being able to understand them without making it seem like I'm kind of looking down upon them, as I know that is quite easy to do with people with disabilities. I feel like I've really been able to gain an experience of an issue with a global significance, because I haven't really had the opportunity to interact with disabled people before, and prior to joining the service and interacting with them, like most people, I had kind of a stereotypical, or not so stereotypical, but I had some conceptions about disabled people and their abilities, and running hours has really given me the opportunity to see that it's not fair to really make assumptions or categorize people into stereotypes, especially considering that we don't know them, we don't know their backstory, and a lot of cases differ from people to people. And actually a lot of these disabled people have capabilities very, very similar to ours, and it's not very fair that society kind of has a need to place restrictions on them without even trying to get to understand that their abilities. I think my actions of communicating and working with them has not only helped me but has also helped them, and I'm quite glad to see that whenever I go back, or whenever I did go back, when we were able to, a lot of the buddies that I had before would recognize me and would be able to interact better with me, and slowly over a few weeks they would get more comfortable with me. And I think that's a really critical part in their self-development and kind of being able to break out of their shell, and I'm really happy that I got to be able to witness that and really understand how this might be a challenge for them, although it does come quite easy to me, and it kind of has helped me understand understand issues that different people have, which will really help me being able to adapt to situations in the real world.